Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Nahum chapter 2, we were looking at the destruction of Satan. Let's start the week at that point.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
So after the draw of Satan, let's next see the destruction by Satan here in verse 12. The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelp, and strangled for his lionesses, and filled his holes with prey, and his dens with ravin. That is the stuff that he had plundered and allured. Be it bait on a hook, food in a snare, cheese in a trap, it is something that appeals to the flesh, that the devil will put before you to draw you. You think of a fish, a bird, or a mouse in those examples I just gave you. God made a fish to forage in the water for his food, the bird to dig for worms and other food, the mouse for grain, for cheeses, for whatever foods, insects, whatever, to forage for those things that they might find. But it's so easy when they see bait on a hook, but they don't see the hook. When they see food on the ground, but they don't see the trap. When they see the cheese in the mouse trap, it's right there. It looks good. So why not? But that will end in their death. Satan, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. God made heaven and earth and gave us commandments. Be careful of those who walk about and talk of their liberty. And that liberty is always to the flesh. That liberty to the flesh will always lead, whether it's eventual or suddenly, it will lead to the death of a testimony for a Christian. And perhaps eternity in hell for one without Christ. For Proverbs 29:1 says, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. In Nineveh, the lion was king. The whelps are the princes. The lionesses are his harem that he had conquered and has Satan conquered you? Oh, there is deliverance in Jesus Christ. The holes that we read there are the cesspools and the garbage heaps of human souls deceived and now enslaved in the hellhole of Nineveh. Their lives became ravin for the Ninevite. So many have become ravin for Satan. And they will not realize it until judgment begins at the house of God. Then it'd be kind of late for Christians to be realizing it then. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, we read in Timothy. But if we don't walk with God, we will fear, even though he's not given us the spirit of fear. Nothing of this world makes Satan and his cohorts afraid. The fear of man bringeth a snare, Proverbs tells. So, some people fear. They fear failure. They fear rejection. They fear verbal assault. They fear their pride being destroyed, what they take pride in, what they think they are. Yes, it brings a snare. Don't allow the fear of man to be greater than the loving fear of God, of an all-holy God, in your heart. I think of Gadarene in the Bible. Those devils feared the place they knew was real. And there was a legion of devils in that man, and Christ is there to cast them out. And they asked him, please don't send us there to that place before the time, that place that was prepared for the devil and his angels, that hell. Please don't send us there before the time, like some of the spirits of Noah's day were. There are contemporary and emerging churches today that have great growth by worldly means. But someday they'll find that their judgment is swift as Satan rejoices over their destruction, as he did Nineveh. Satan did not weep for Nineveh. He just raises up others. And understand, if the contemporary in the emerging church and others can make people think they're all right, Satan will do all he can to keep those churches going. That's why your true believer in Jesus Christ walk in with in fellowship, that is partnership, with the Bible preaching, Bible believing church that uses that good old King James Bible and sings the old songs and sings. I mean, you can sing new written songs, but they need to be not with the beat-driven music, but as the Bible laid out, needs to be melody, then harmony, and then beat. All Amazing Grace, just singing it like it was written in most of our hymnals, has beat. Every song has beat, but beat doesn't dominate those songs, you see. Why is that? Well, Satan was in charge of heaven's music. Now he's corrupted it and brought it into church to make it sound religious. He did that in the old religions of the world. Remember Baal, how they offered babies on the altar of Baal there? They'd have a fire heated so hot, and then they put the babies on. How did parents put their babies on that? Well, they'd get that beat-driven music going so strong and so hard and beating. They'd get whipped up into a frenzy, and they'd offer those babies that way. In Corinth, there at the temple, they had 1,000 Vestal Virgins. Many times their worship services ended up in that false god to Diana. That ended up in a orgy. What would happen? The music would get strong, that beat-driven music. They would dance, a religious dance. And the sexual appetite would be so stirred up that it would end in an orgy. Listen, I've already been around enough people that televise, that do the camera work and other things for these things, that have told me that, on the one hand, camera people are looking at that and just saying, oh, check out this one, check out that one. Then people that are a little bit closer to that says what goes on in the back. Is another story of sordid immorality. My friend, That's just telling it as it is, the men as they are. Yes? Nineveh will fall, and Satan won't care. Now notice, we've seen that old lion, young lions, whelps, and the lionesses. Satan has different types of angels in his army. And so, he can get some with immoral sins, some with the various things of sex, alcohol. Oh, my goodness. Well, I see nothing wrong with just taking a celebratory drink. You didn't get that out of the Bible. You got that out of hell. Murder as abortion that the Bible would teach us is exactly that. But there are others that are not attracted to those things. They're not attracted to Tinseltown and the things of a Tinseltown like Las Vegas and all the girly shows and all the gambling and everything that goes on. But they're attracted to other fleshly sins of respectable people. It's still destruction. Be it of our testimony as saved people who simply resist the gospel. To give it to others. Or people who actually themselves resist the gospel and don't get saved. And so many Christians are taken in by the pleasures of this life, by riches, by the cares of this life, their lust for other things. Not necessarily those evil things I just mentioned. But in the parable that Jesus gave of the man that went out to sow the seed, it was the cares of this world, it was the pleasures, it was the lust for other things, it was riches that kept people from being fruitful for Christ. Yes? We saw the draw of Satan in verse 11. We see the destruction by Satan in verse 12. But praise God for the day of Satan's destruction. He might say, this is Satan in 3D because he has a D come to him. He might destroy and he might do destruction, but my friend, his day of destruction is coming. So verse 13 says, behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions, and I will cut off thy prey from the earth. And the voice of thy messenger shall no more be heard. Now, yes, he's talking of Nineveh with an implication of the devil and how he worked.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my